theories and an evolutionary theory to explain why even that concept is constructed by humans and not vice versa, that is, we make God and God not make us. Because, for example, if you stimulate certain parts of the temporal lobe, people will experience floating out of their body. They'll experience a sense presence. There's an invisible being in the room with me right now. I can just sense him here. And you just poke around there and do the brain stimulation. You can do it with like electromagnetic fields. You can do it through sleep deprivation, through hunger and starvation.
And so playing the role of a theist, I'd say, well, of course there's that. If God could have a relationship with people, there has to be a way that God can direct evolution so that people will have a way to communicate. Do we have, it's not a miracle that I see, I have to have eyes to see. So if I'm going to have a relationship with God, there has to be a part of my brain to do that.
Good argument. And that is the argument that they make. And then I come back and say, okay, but if God did it that way, why is it that somebody born in India doesn't believe in your God at all? He believes in Ganesha, the blue elephant god. Well, why would God have done it that way? And had I been born there, that's what I would believe instead of a Western. So why is my brain different than the Indian's brain?
And the argument that some would make, or universalists, would say that both of those individuals are in touch with the same supernatural force or ultimate reality or the real of different characterizations of what that is. And for so many people, that is a demonstration that this is a deep meaning.
Right, exactly. A deep meaning that we follow, just like all of our other needs. And you can just start with something like hunger, thirst, and sex. I mean, really basic drives that obviously people for very specific reasons for survival. But you just start building onto that all these other beliefs that are really no different. They're just emotions evolved to drive behavior to do certain things, including the emotion of wanting to be with other people, a social thing.
Okay, so we have this is an anthropological social argument, which you make. Others, analytic, would make analytical science arguments, divide the theist arguments into two broad categories of atheistic arguments.
Why bad things happen to good people. I'm not talking about, you know, why